We are kind of the world star of WHJE.
The WHJE world star.
Was Conor McGregor on World Star?
What do you mean? Like
when he had that
2 weeks ago when he got arrested.
When he had a tantrum. Yeah, because we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that because we haven't been here for the past 3 weeks or so, and we haven't talked about that.
And it's a very important story.
It's very important. So basically, Conor McGregor, he had a little bit of a tantrum.
he had a little bit of a temper tantrum going on.
Kind of. Basically, what happened was like he kind of threw a rail guard at a bus.
He didn't kind of do it. Yes. He did do it. Yeah. He threw a rail guard at a bus and broke the window.
A bus window.
With people inside of it.
Yeah. And it basically what happened with that, the glass shattered in the window, and a UFC fighter named Michael Chiesa, I don't know, got a facial laceration and had to go to the hospital.
Oh my goodness.
And so Conor McGregor was charged with 3 counts of assault and 1 count of criminal mischief, which I believe is a felony.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point.
Welcome everybody back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Carmel Greyhounds. I've said that past like 8 breaks.
Dude, greyhounds are crazy. Animals are crazy.
Animals are crazy. I'm Matt Estelle.
Ethan Sellers.
Rachel Lacey.
Joe Blake.
And Rachel Lacey as guests on the show hosted by Matt Estelle and Ethan Sellers.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back to it. Welcome to it.
And we also, Joe's also a guest. Did you say that?
Yeah, Joe and Rachel are guests.
Okay, we're cool.
Matt and Ethan.
On what show is this?
On The Breaking Point.
Oh. Wait.
Matt and Ethan are the hosts.
Oh, okay.
On The Breaking Point.
All right, we figured that one out. All right, that's good.
I think we have it down.
Yes.
What is your favorite animal, Joe Blake?
I love meerkats.
Meerkats.
That's
meerkats.
So random.
I can see
no,
that.
Yeah, that is
awesome.
Meerkats are pretty cool. Like Animal Planet.
Yeah, because like at the zoo, they have the glass wall, and you can see the tunnels, and they stand up on their like hind legs.
Yeah,
and
it's
look
cute.
Around.
They're cute. Rachel, what's your favorite animal?
Elephants.
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 Ethan. Penguins. Gotta go penguins.
All right, I forgot my favorite animal. To be honest.
How do you forget?
You can't forget.
You
it's
just
your favorite
know.
Animal.
It's not something that I think about too often.
What's something almost, that calls to you?
Dogs.
That works.
Dogs.
Dogs. Big dog guy, right?
Yes.
And dogs are better than cats, and that's just a fact.
It's a fact. You hate your cats.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You even say that you hate your cats. You can't deny this.
These current cats I have are not my favorite. However, I think that over time they could become better. But my old cat was very awesome. So I'm very indifferent towards cats at this moment in time. But yeah.
So dogs are better.
So dogs are better, pretty much.
Like, I've never had a dog, so I don't know.
What are your opinions on dogs versus cats? Rachel.
I like dogs.
Oh, yeah, dogs.
Dogs better than cats.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. 3-1. 3-0-1.
Hey, 3-1 comeback, though?
You're abstaining. So, yeah, we have the story that proves that dogs are better than cats. Basically, this 3-year-old girl, got lost in the Australian bushlands for 16 hours. She, like, wandered off, got lost. And they have this dog. This family has this cattle dog who's partially deaf and blind that followed her for the whole 16 hours and, like, slept with her. And then in the morning, the dog, like, ran up a hill and, like, found the owner somehow. Like, found the parents and brought them back. And he became a police dog, an honorary police dog. He's 16 years old, by the way.
Yeah, so that's, like, really old.
Yeah. So maybe, yeah. What are your thoughts on this old dog saving lives?
I mean, doesn't surprise me. Dogs are the best.
Dogs are better.
So.
Cats would not do
that's
that.
That's pretty much it.
A cat would never do that.
Okay, hold on, though. Like, people got to keep track of their kids. Like,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
Sorry,
no, how did the kid just
you
leave?
You can't just, like
the Australian
where is the dog
lands?
And the kid? Like,
and
not only has your kid gone off and walked into the desert for 16 hours straight, I don't know how you didn't teach him.
I don't know.
Hey, don't go out there.
Well, to be fair, they had over 100, like, people searching for her after she disappeared.
Don't lose your kid.
Don't lose your kid in the first place, I guess is a fair point. But
but that is amazing. I can't.
Yeah.
If like a partially deaf and blind
dog?
Right?
Yeah.
That nose
16
must be,
years old.
That nose is working then.
When I read this story, I was just thinking about what my cats would do, and
they wouldn't care.
They would just run off. They
that's
would
right,
just chase
dollars.
A bird or something. And that's why I'm indifferent towards my cats.
We're converting Ethan.
It's happening, and I don't know how to feel about this.
Good. Feel very good.
Yeah, you should feel good. Dogs are better than cats.
Oh man.
Yeah. But cats eat birds and stuff, right?
Yeah, my old cat has brought back, like, he used to bring back, like, pigeons and stuff. It was pretty cool.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, my mom would yell at him, but I'd just be like,
would he ever try to attack a goose?
probably, if he ever came in contact with the goose. I don't think he ever did, though.
Oh. Wait, how did he not come in contact with a goose in Carmel, Indiana?
Well, we didn't live in Carmel, Indiana forever. We lived in Indiana, but, like...
Oh.
I don't know. Okay. Geese don't come land near us.
Geese.
You know the goose that's over on the grassy knoll?
Yeah.
That's where we warm up for lacrosse, and its name is Judy.
Judy?
Yeah.
Name the,
and she,
the
like,
goose.
Waits for us to goose go warm Judy. Up. And then leaves while we warm up, and then goes back.
Come on, Judy.
Fun fact.
Judy the goose plays lacrosse. Do you have like a little face mask?
Yeah,
for
is she an honorary
No, she like just became around like last week, so we named her last week.
So Judy's nice.
Judy's really nice.
Okay. Have you petted Judy?
She moves us back when we're doing sprints and like is our marker, so we have to run to Judy for the sprint.
Would Judy not like run off?
No, she just doesn't.
Judy's a big lacrosse fan.
Am I the only one that like? Do you guys have like stories of geese like being very mean to you and trying to bite you?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay.
No.
Oh, you don't?
I've never approached
Ethan, you want to tell yours?
I was on the Broadbrook Canal, and I was with my grandparents. They're like, hey, let's go feed the geese. And I'm like, okay. And so they had, like, this bread in their car for some reason. And so I was very little at the time.
They were avid bird watchers.
Apparently. And so we went, and we, like, started throwing bread to them. And then, like, three geese came up to me, and then were like, give me bread. And then started attacking
my
hand.
They said that?
Yeah, they said that to me.
They said, give me bread.
It was crazy, man.
Avid bird watchers with the bread in their car.
Mm-hmm.
Talking geese. This story's crazy already.
And then they attacked my hand, and that was the extent of the story. I dropped the bread and just let them feast over it.
I'm pretty sure mine is like similar, but mine's just with French fries. But then there was like one alpha male goose that was like just chasing me because all he wanted my steak and shake French fries.
Steak and shake French fries are probably the best French fries.
That's just false.
Oh, that is completely
debatable. They're pretty good. Well, anyways, I'm gonna go back to this story. We got really far off topic.
Fair.
I mean, not too far off topic because this is about a golfer in Michigan. He was in a golf tournament. He's 16 years old, Isaac Cooling. And he just finished his seventh hole, and they're walking. His high school team is walking. There's a goose nest nearby, and they're like, oh, we got to watch out for that. Don't go near it. So they're walking, like, watching it, and this goose comes out of nowhere and just decks this kid.
He hits
like,
the deck.
Like, completely knocks him over.
Those pictures.
Completely goes
him.
Down.
Total unit.
Total send.
Total unit.
Total unit. Takes down this 16-year-old golfer. Like, the pictures are hilarious.
So funny. I feel bad for the kid, though. You just know he's going to get made fun of so much in high school.
He probably doesn't even know what hit him. Like, and then he was just on the ground.
Yeah. And the fact that someone got that picture, too, I think that's pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah. He had, like, three, like, really high-quality pictures.
Yeah, high, like, mm-hmm.
It was like a team photographer.
Somebody who saw this happening was like, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, it was like the team photographer. Someone was I know someone's going to get attacked by a goose. I just got to know when.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, Isaac was fine. I don't know how the tournament turned out for him. I feel like that's a total game breaker, like, mentally. That would just destroy me.
Did he
I would
keep
not
golfing?
Be able to finish. Yeah, he kept golfing. Well, he finished all 18 holes.
What's that one really good golfer that, like, broke his ankle or popped his ankle out or something in the Masters?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but, like, his ankle looked nasty. I looked at pictures.
No one watches golf.
Very true. Yeah. Only old people.
Only old people.
When
and,
I want a nap,
geese.
I do.
Yeah, when I'm trying to
you
sleep.
You watch golf?
I mean, if my dad has it on and I want to sleep, then I go in the family room to watch it, and then I fall asleep.
I mean, like...
I relate to that a lot.
Yeah, it works.
I can keep up on, like, Tiger Woods and, what's his name? Spieth. Jordan Spieth.
Yes, he only knows
but
Tiger
that's
Woods.
That's about it.
And I only know Tiger
Rory, Woods. I love Rory.
Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good at golf. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, question marks. Lots of question marks
up in the
air. I mean,
supposedly good at golf.
He guesses.
We hope.
I mean, yeah, potentially.
Better than us.
I don't know. If I told you that I knew a lot about golf, I'd be lying to you, just like the name of the song, Lying to You by Goldroom. You're listening to The Breaking Point only on 91.3 WHAE. Stay tuned for a fantastic, fun-filled game.
Yes.
I was trying to do some alliteration. Didn't work there. Stay tuned for a game with Rachel Lacey, Joe Blake, Ethan Sellers, and Madison.
Ooh, I like that.